The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when we say that he was created free from any defect, a poet puts it very well by saying, خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. You have been created free from every defect. When you looked at him, he was so pleasant. They describe his face for you and I and say, وَجْهُهُ كَأَنَّهُ قِطْعَةُ قَمَرٍ. His face was as though it was a piece of the moon, moonlight. Lit. Well, you look at him, so pleasant. MashaAllah. Because Allah created him that way. Perfect. No bad qualities from the beginning. No habits that ever needed any rectification or correction. They knew him as the most truthful, the most trustworthy. In Arabic, how do you say that? As-Sadiq al-Amin. Most truthful, most trustworthy. Because he was about to come with a message. If he was not truthful and not trustworthy, there would have been no point in sending the message through a man like that. So when you look at it, in that society already the preparation was happening. They knew him, honest, trustworthy, honest, trustworthy. The companion said, if this man did not lie to us about worldly matters, he would never lie to us about heavenly matters, because he was always honest and trustworthy. There we go. But the day he came with that message, guess what happened? They immediately said, some of them who did not know him well, some of the leaders and the cronies, they said, he's a liar. And if you go back, the only people who said he was a liar were those who did not know him. Anyone who knew him, close range, believed immediately. SubhanAllah. What does it go to show? It goes to show to this day, if you recognize Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will immediately know he's truthful. But if you do not recognize him, you begin to dilly-dally. That's it. Give him a chance. People say, I want to learn about Islam. Give me the Quran. Good enough. MashaAllah, we can give you. But as a point of entry, rather read the seerah of the Prophet first. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You understand what I'm saying? As a point of entry, maybe you need to get acquainted with the man who brought the message, whom Allah chose to be our leader. Read about him. Then when you start with the Quran, it will put some context into it. But it's not wrong to go straight into the Quran. I have so many people say, I'm interested to know about Islam. Can you give me a copy of the Quran? Right? I would give you, but I will tell you, give you another book. This is a beautiful book on the seerah. Can you take this and just read this first, and then you go into the Quran.